spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
I'm recording. Am I?
I think I am too, I hope.
Oh, it's going to shut down.
Oh, that was fun. What was that, 2 hours to get on a video call? That was nice. It's a good...
Jesus Christ. Yeah, our phones... I mean, usually our computer's like, please don't do this. But this time, it was the entire Apple network.
Right.
As well as who owns WhatsApp? We tried WhatsApp.
Facebook.
Of course.
Zuckerberg.
He's just trying to keep us from recording this podcast.
I'm like, guess like, what?
They're not talking about Trump enough.
Yeah. They're talking about how men are bad, so they don't get to have a show. It's like, the joke's on you. We live a mile away from each other. We'll drive to each other's house, or we'll just stand on the street and yell. And probably
and record
pick up,
that.
Right. We'll probably pick up each other's audio.
Yeah, exactly. Then we won't have to edit anything.
I know. And you get
that's the ultimate dream. Accidentally get both audios on one mic. You don't have to do anything. You just put it out into the internet.
Yeah, you can hear people running a chainsaw on the roof behind me. It's so nice.
Oh, I wish we could hear that.
Yeah.
That is Merry Christmas.
You know what? I got to stop watching true crime now that I'm here. They're running.
Don't ever say that. How would you ever go to sleep?
Well, the nice thing is I think I don't have to because there's a real crime happening for sure right next door, because at like 8 o'clock at night, it's dark time here. Everyone's going to sleep. It's a sleepy Midwest town.
First of all, it's winter. At 8 p.m. it's dark time everywhere. Everywhere's dark time.
Dude. I swear to God, you'd probably sleep soundly if you came and spent the night here. Around 8 o'clock at night for the past 3 nights, my neighbor starts running like what sounds like a combination of a chainsaw and also like shoveling. I swear to God, it's very scary. And there are no big lights on, so there's not like a big construction site.
Oh, this is exciting.
It's just dark digging, bone cutting sounds.
Dark digging. The most dangerous kind of digging. Ooh, I wonder what they're doing.
I don't know.
Hiding bodies in the basement?
I hope so. That's
is the son? Is your basement's all full up, so the son of the building owner had to go next door and be like, hey, guys, do you mind?
He's like, what's this for? No, it's not for bodies. It's for suitcases and furniture that the tenants don't want, like our regular basement. No bodies in there either.
Nope, don't check. No need. I already told you the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my friend, she lives next to a drug house, which is pretty cool.
Is that the friend that you saw on Sunday?
No, different friend.
Okay. Hell yeah.
But that friend also might have a drug house next to them. I didn't ask.
Is the drug house here, and is the drug house going to be a partner with the speakeasy that your other friend is opening?
Yes. Awesome. Well, that's what it is. It's not a booze speakeasy. It's a drug speakeasy. And by speakeasy, it's just that house.
Yeah.
You just go knock on the door and say, hello, I am here for drugs.
Right. And they're like, no, we mean it literally. It's not a cute name. It's a command. Speakeasy. Shut the fuck up. We don't want cops coming around here. Speakeasy and close the curtains. We don't want anybody looking in here.
And don't ask about the fucking bone cutting sounds coming from the basement. This guy can't. He had to leave Soulard because just every basement's filled with bodies.
Yeah.
He finally lulled the new tenant into a false sense of security. She's been there long enough. She thinks there's no way I'm getting murdered at this point.
No.
No. You've been there 3 months.
Yeah.
Definitely in the clear.
Right. I'm still alive after 3 months. It's probably all fine. I leave my door unlocked. I leave a little trail of snacks right up to the for delivery people and for rapist murderers. I'm like, let me just leave a clear path with light up like reflective arrows.
Well, and snacks are important because if you're a BU Amazon delivery person, we all know they don't give them enough breaks. They're on tight schedules. They're probably a little peckish. Or if you're a rapist murderer, you're probably exhausted from all the rape and murder you've been doing. Again, don't get enough breaks. There's no union for rapists and murderers.
I know.
So they need a little pick-me-up on the way to kill you. So it's very nice of you that just you leave a trail of almonds. Because calorically dense, you're like, you need something that'll get you through to the next rape murder.
Right.
That's and also, really kind.
It's nice. Thank you. And I'm trying to, because I'm trying to like lead with love. You know what I mean? And so if someone's coming up to rape and kill me, I'm like, how can I? Because here's the thing, too. It's like, also, if you've ever been raped or murdered, you, ladies.
Murder victims, call in.
Like, there's nothing worse than someone getting a low blood sugar episode in the middle of rape murdering you because, you know, they're into it. And then they're like, oh, I'm tired. I need to take a nap. And it's like, oh, you're, oh, so now you're, this is like not a crime of passion, I guess. Okay. I guess it's just a regular crime. Go for it. Whatever.
Yeah. And then what are you supposed to do?
Right.
There's nothing worse than just being in the middle of being murdered. And the right. person's like, listen, I just need to take a breather. And you're sitting there half dead.
Right.
Just like, well, I mean, I guess I'll just hang out here and wait to be dead.
I guess. Oh, let me help you. Would you, do you want a sandwich? Do you need some orange juice to get your blood sugar up? Do you not take your medication a day? Here's
do
some
you need
orange
Snickers?
Juice. Yeah, you're really not yourself. When you're hungry, you're really not yourself. Here's a Snickers. You snack on that. I'll go get some lube so you can be into raping me again, which is like the ultimate. You know what I mean? You think it's offensive to get raped and murdered? How about if they're doing it half-heartedly? It's like, you're not even into this. I feel like this really feels like you're forcing it.
There's nothing worse than being murdered by someone who just doesn't even seem like they care if you live or die. You know, it's just like, why are we even here? Why are we even here?
Oh, God.
You guys, it's Christmas time. I'm sure you could tell based on all the rape murder stuff we've been talking about.
I know. It's December 1st. Let's do it. And it's
You mean it's December 2nd?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Shit. They know this isn't live. Shit. Every time. Sorry, guys. Sometimes we just forget that you think we're recording this live, speaking directly only to you.
Yeah.
That's right. You.
Right. We are your real friends, and we are talking to you right now.
I'm also pointing at you right now, which I'm sure you could sense. Oh, I spent the morning picking up trash.
That's
I'm like
fun
in a
Christmas
mood.
Activity.
There's all this fucking trash in our front yard. Also, our front yard is not a big yard. It's like a strip of grass.
Why is there trash there? Is it your trash or is it just other people's trash?
It's just other people's trash. Unfortunately, it's not my Egg McMuffin wrapper and Flamin' Hot Cheetos bag and Crunch Bar wrapper. Those are just a few of the things I picked up this morning. Which really, if you think about it, that's a whole balanced meal. You have your entree, your side, and your dessert.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. A crunch bar, is it one of those high protein crunch bars? Because a lot of times you think people that litter are not worried about their health and they're just the trash of society. But actually, like that, I was thinking, that's why I kind of paused. Like, that sounds like a nice gas station meal.
That sounds like, I mean, like I said, well balanced start to your day.
Right. Maybe it was someone's birthday and nothing was open. And so they were like, I'm having a gas station birthday party meal
in this person's front yard.
Right.
I'm just going to sit right here under this bush. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it was a high protein crunch bar.
Yeah. It's just somebody just throwing trash in your yard. Was it there last night or bright and early this morning?
Oh, I don't know. I hope it's been there for weeks, honestly. I hope it's just been sitting there. And my neighbors have been like, this bitch, she's having her breakfast every morning, just throwing her trash on the ground, throwing it out her basement window.
Save it and do like lab testing on it. And then you can find out when it was put there. I wonder if you can do that like a body. You can tell how long it's been dead.
With a piece of trash paper?
Yes.
Based on this cheese melted to the wrapper, this is approximately 4 days old.
Yeah.
This piece of trash has been here for 3 hours and 47 minutes.
Dude, I saw... Oh, my God. I didn't even tell you this. found out my dad is going to be on the ID Network, which to me is the...
What?
Yeah. Oh, this is...
What?
This is cooler than knowing John Hamm. This is so cool.
I'm angry right now. Yeah. We've been recording for who knows how many seconds. This should have been out the gate, screaming from the top of your lungs. We also talked about murder and rape.
I know.
Murder shows.
Dude, what I should have done is done a three-way call. As soon as my dad said ID Network, I should have been like, hold on, and just video called the yes. three of us, like, tell us Explain. Exactly what you said on the show.
Wait, is he like...
He killed a bunch of people.
And that's what I'm hoping for. I mean, truly, is he like on it as like a cop? Was there some case he worked on?
There was a case in Malibu. I think it was the early 2000s. And it was the Malibu murder. It was some guy who was like a survivalist. And he camped out in the woods and he was stealing, which is, this is what made me think about it. Those fucking rappers on your yard. So get ready for this. There was a guy who was like breaking into places and stealing not laptops or anything of any value, but he was stealing like snacks, and he would break in and rob like a vending machine or break into someone's home and steal food and batteries and flashlights. He was a survivalist who would break into Malibu homes and businesses, take basic things for to meet his basic needs, and then go hide in this like cave that he built that they couldn't see from helicopters because he covered it. He like buried himself in a cave. He ended up going crazy and like killing some hikers for
going
their shit.
Going crazy? First of all, this motherfucker's not a... What was he... I want to know what he was stealing from homes in Malibu. That's not a survivalist. The whole point of being a survivalist is like living off the land. What was he... I want to know what he was stealing surfboards and fucking Patagonia jackets because he's such a good survivalist.
I know.
Fuck this guy. Yeah. Fuck this guy.
That was his claim, was he was like, well, that's like I'm a survivalist, but I all I need is this canteen of water and I have a shelter, and then I just need Flamin' Hot Cheetos and a Crunch Bar. That's really...
It's all I need.
And a cozy jacket. It's yeah. so cold out here.
A $400 jacket. That's all I need.
Yeah, but he was stealing all the shit, and then he ended up killing two people that were camping for their shit. So there was this huge investigation, and there were other murders going on at the same time that were, like, unrelated, but it went on for, like, 2 years, and my dad at the time was active duty. He was the captain for the highway patrol, and he was stationed in that area. Malibu was part of his jurisdiction. And, like, the FBI was on the case. And so they, and the guy hasn't gone to trial. So it's still an active case. And so they can't call in people that are working on the case. So my dad, who's retired, he was the only person that was legally allowed to talk about it. So he had to like go through all kinds of documents and find out what was public knowledge, because he couldn't give anything that wasn't public knowledge on the show because it's still an active case.
Hold on. This happened in the early 2000s?
I think when, so, yeah.
When did he get caught?
I don't know exactly for sure. Maybe late 2000s. To me, if you were to ask me what year it is right now.
2006.
Yeah, that was going to be my guess. I would guess around like 2006, 2008 max. That would be my guess, because you and I are both just in our early 20s.
Oh, we're so young, so beautiful.
We're still trying to make it in this crazy world.
I mean, we can just finally legally drink. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We have...
Okay. I'm like, this is what's wrong with our legal system. Even if this happened in like 2010, it's damn near 2021, you guys. So if this guy was caught, how is the case... How has he not gone to trial yet?
I have no idea.
He's just been sitting in jail for fucking 15 years?
Just sitting in jail.
Oh, you gotta love this country.
Eating snacks.
Because they also do that for non-murders. For non-murders, they could just, like, pick you up with weed in some parts of the country and just throw you in jail for, like, 3 years before you go to trial. This is crazy.
Yeah. It may have been, I don't know the exact time. Again,
last year?
95? I'm trying to think. My dad works hired. Fucking who knows? I don't even know. But the point is, he's going to be on the ID Network. The point
this is very exciting.
Yeah. And the title of the show, I was like, what? He's like, I'll send you. I'm like, you send it to me as soon as it's ready. We got to like get Emo's Pizza.
What's the title of the show?
Murder in Malibu. Yes. Wow.
I thought it was going to be something to do with like surviving.
Yeah, I know.
Surviving Malibu.
Surfing and surviving in Malibu.
This is the greatest news, I think. This is, you guys, this is like a big, this is some big information.
Yeah.
This might be the most news break we've ever had.
It's pretty cool. And even though ID Network is like a super basic or like cable channel where like all people are like, we don't even really watch this. But like for true crime people, that's the only, I watched ID Network and CNBC when I had a TV. That's all I watched.
Callers call in. Who doesn't watch ID? Unless you, for whatever fucking reason, don't watch anything. Because I can't imagine having the ability to watch television and not choosing Investigation Discovery as the only channel you watch.
Yeah. The intros for those shows, like the one Fear Thy Neighbor, used to scare me so much. Just the intro for that I was like on the TV that I would have to. Yes, I would have to turn the lights on. I was like, no, thank you.
Well, to be fair, your neighbors in New York, I mean, who knows what's going on?
Right. To be fair, I was sexually assaulted by the 60-year-old kindly laundry man. So that show used to make me too scared to watch at night because the music, when it's like the bloody hand going down the outside the window. And I was like, no, thank you. And I,
so what you did was just cover your apartment with bloody handprints to get over that.
Yeah.
Immersion therapy, right? Isn't that immersion? It's not inversion therapy. That's for sure. Because that's what I was going to say.
I think it's something where, like, you know, a lot of people, they're like, I just can't get out of this abusive relationship. And they kind of like it. You know, they like living in, like, the fear. That's me with these handprints. It scares me, but I love it. I like thinking that, like, a spooky dead kid was trying to get in my fridge while I was asleep.
And into your front door. And into your window.
Yep.
Just all over the place.
I'll turn the camera so you can see it. And into my closet.
Oh, that's, yeah. I liked that one. When I noticed that when I was watching Sebastian. I was like, oh, good. They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's
this dead kid fucking could not catch a break.
I'm going to leave him up for Christmas, too.
I mean, you should. I'm decorating for Christmas today. That's what.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've been doing since 6 in the morning.
Yeah, I was wondering why you were cleaning the yard, but you're getting ready to put up all your Christmas guys.
Oh, all the Christmas guys.
What do you have?
I need
what
some spooky Christmas guys. Nothing good. That's what I need to go to. We need to go to Johnny Brock's later today.
Yes, dude. Let's do it.
I bet they have
it.
Krampus stuff.
For sure they do.
I really want to go over there because I'm so wealthy. I have so much disposable income right now that I want to go throw some away on something that I'll use for 3 weeks.
Okay, first of all, you can leave that shit up year-round. If you think I'm not that dead girl that's hanging in my entryway, because I was like, I kind of like her. And so I got construction paper, and I saved some cardboard for packages. And I'm going to make big candy canes and just make her holding candy canes and make her a Christmas ghost.
Christmas angel.
Thank you.
We have to watch Christmas movies. We started off strong last night. I know it wasn't the first yet. We watched A Very Brady Christmas. Yeah, that's the exact right face to make.
I didn't even know that was a movie.
Oh, it is. We couldn't get through the whole thing. We watched like the first 10 minutes. It's pretty wacky. There's no laugh track, so it's really jarring because it's like, you guys all know this, you're smart and all work like us as big successful film and TV executives. Laugh tracks are there for a reason because a lot of sitcoms are so terrible you would not laugh at the bad jokes because you wouldn't know it was a joke. So that's why they're there, to remind you, like, no, this is funny, see, they're laughing, so you should probably laugh too. So there's no laugh track. And it also, it's from 1988. Yeah. So this was like how many years after it was off the air? Like 15? Definitely over 10 years.
Yeah. And by that time, how many of the cast members were dealing with like crippling drug addictions?
I mean, I'm assuming all of them.
Because I know, wasn't Cindy and Peter, yes, those are their real names, Cindy and Peter Brady.
A documentary.
Didn't they, like, I know for sure they had problems, some problems with drugs and the law.
Well, Peter Brady was on the surreal, Life, wasn't he? Yeah, Pete, he was the one on the Surreal Life on VH1. You guys, we've said it before and we'll say it again. VH1 in the early to mid 2000s really did have just the greatest reality shows.
Wasn't that, yeah, because he was dating or married to that chick from America's Next Top Model, the chick yes. that was like, yes.
They
okay.
started fucking on the Surreal Life.
Oh, is that where they met?
Yes.
Ugh.
Right? Yeah, the Brady Bunch was only until 74. Oh, he was in the last Sharknado. That's pretty cool. The Brady Girls Get Married. That was in 81.
Hold, have you seen that?
No, but we're watching that this week.
I think we should watch that as a Christmas treat. The Brady Girls Get Married.
I bet that's good. Well, we have to finish because A Very Brady Christmas starts out very dark. So apparently, first, it's pretty wacky because mom and pop Brady are going to get each other both trips for Christmas, one to Japan, one to Greece. Guess what the dates are? The same. Isn't that crazy? So that's like they spend like 10 minutes on this because they have to call all the kids and reestablish who they are. So they're saying names left and right. Like everybody's just reminding you who they were because the show hasn't been on for fucking 20 years. So right. It's like, why are we doing this? No one knows what's happening. But then, so they're Ma and Pa Brady are in their house. Oh, and the house is like so 80s. It's the same house from the show, but it looks like Troop Beverly Hills, like the furniture. It's just so bad, like rich 80s shit. But then Alice, we all remember Alice, their servant. She shows up at the door unexpectedly. And remember on the show, like she had like a butcher husband and she'd like talk shit about him all the time.
Sam the Butcher.
That. Well, Sam the Butcher has apparently left her for a younger woman.
What?
I swear to God. It's like she shows up crying and they're like, oh my God, Alice, what's happened? And she gives them a piece of paper that Sam the Butcher had written her, telling her on butcher paper, adoy. Telling her that he's leaving her for a younger woman. And it started out, they were just friends. But then one night, he went over to her house and helped her season her rump roast.
Oh,
dude.
God. First of all.
As I'm telling you this, I cannot believe we didn't finish it last night. I cannot believe, like, it sounds so much better than watching it.
I cannot believe we are recording this show right now because I think
and not
should,
watching it.
I think I'm shocked that you guys aren't like, you know what? We're going to quit doing misters. We're going to stop doing everything full stop. And we're going to watch this movie on a loop until we die.
Until we're dead. Which would probably be pretty soon, I think, if that's what we did. And then this is basically as far as we got. Oh, it's so fucking dark. So then Alice is just where she shows up in regular person clothes because she is no longer their servant and apparently has not been for a number of years. The next morning, she's in her fucking servant maid uniform. It's so weird. And they're like, you don't work here anymore. And she's like, let me do something. Back to the kids and Marsha, her husband, they're like in Chicago, I'm assuming, because they have the little boy in a Chicago Cubs sweater. They need to let us know in subtle ways what's happened to the Brady children.
And every other piece of dialogue between Marsha, she's like, hello, duh, Bears. We're like, we get it. You're in Chicago.
Yeah.
Hold on. I have to take a drink of water. I've been eating this super deep dish pizza. It's the only style they have out here.
Oh, my God. But he comes home with the classic TV, you got fired, big old box with stuff hanging out of it. So he gets fired from his job like a week before Christmas. I kind of am glad we didn't watch it because I can imagine anything happened. And I think what happened is everyone killed themselves.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure everybody killed themselves that Christmas because it was real depressing.
Right. And then it's just Alice and like Sam's decapitated head just visiting Greece and visiting Japan.
Oh, no, she's in the butcher shop selling Sam.
Oh, selling Sam. Now that's a show I can get behind.
On ID.
So wait a minute. Oh. So you guys started watching it and you turned it off just because you were like over it, or you got too sad, or you got too horny? You were just like,
I mean, really a combination of all the things. Sad, horny, happy, excited, festive, just like all nostalgic. It was just too many emotions. I couldn't process them.
So what'd you guys do the rest of the night? Just stare at the TV and be like, what the fuck happened to the Bradys? Like,
we just stared at the TV going, that's probably why I didn't sleep well last night. And so I just got out of bed this morning and started doing shit. Because I was so jacked up from not knowing what happened to the Bradys.
You're just like, I'm depressed about what happened in the 80s. You know what? I'm celebrating for all of us. It's going to be a very Brady Christmas in this house.
I also just can't, like, 1988. The 80s were a weird time, you guys.
But it's like, even now, they're doing that where they do throwbacks to, like, older shows that people really liked. Because it's a sense of, like, comfort for people watching, and they do all these reboots. And then also, if we're being honest, people need money. So these people on TV
shows, that's what, 100%.
Yeah. They were just like, shit. Yeah, it was, yeah, in 88, because they were famous in the 70s, and they had all this money, and they were killing it, and they were probably all fucking had drug problems. They were just spending all their money on drugs and hookers and rump roast. And then 85 came around, that, you know, and they were just like, oh, we got to work out some kind of a deal here to support all of our habits. It's bad news. Having money is bad, which is why we're so grateful for all the people not on the Patreon.
We're so grateful because it keeps us real. The tragic real life stories of these Brady Brunch. Now that's a show I'd watch.
Right. That's also on ID Network. It's serving Sam. It's like the cannibalism weekend, where it's just like selling Sam, Brady Brunch.
Okay, so Marsha Brady was addicted to cocaine by the age of 18. I am. Yes, please. Oh, this is the headline. The Brady Bunch's Maureen McCormick made many sad choices. Sad choices?
Jesus.
I don't like the way that sounds. Oh, she just had a couple abortions. Calm down, Marsha. Oh, my grandmother died in a mental hospital from syphilis?
Excuse me?
Her husband committed suicide a week later?
Wait, hold on.
My mother contracted syphilis? What is up with your family? I mean, they sound cool. They sound like they like to party.
Okay, hold on. I just want to preface for everyone. So Megan's looking at her laptop, and I don't know if you are like saying this to me as making an affirmative statement about your life, or you're reading it's a quote from Marsha Brady or the person that wrote the article about Marsha's sad choices.
I mean, I'm going to leave that up to the viewers. Cindy Brady's a cannabis farmer.
She had a meth thing, I thought. Well, she looks like methy.
The little kid was an alcoholic.
Hell yeah.
Boring.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking join the club, sister or brother.
Yeah, yeah, brother, sister, whatever. You're Brady. That's all that matters.
Well, did you ever see the thing? It was on HGTV. This was maybe like a year or two ago.
When they did the house, yeah.
Yes. It was cool, but it was just strange to watch. It was cool, but then you're just like, I guess they're making money off of it, but they have to be these characters and come back and act like they all like each other for the rest of their lives.
They definitely don't like each other. Well, in that show, I thought that show was really stupid for this reason. And people know this now. The exterior of the house, they didn't film inside that house. It was on a soundstage. So when they did the house, like, they're like, yeah, so none of this exists. Like, there was no upstairs. It was a one-story house. Like, there was no, like, back kitchen. Like, the whole, they basically had to, like, rip down and rebuild the entire fucking house. Mm-hmm. Because they were like, oh, yeah, yeah. They didn't show up. They didn't all live here. I know we all think it was a documentary. But unfortunately, it was not.
Right. And that's not how it works. Not spoiler alert. Things that you see on TV and movies are not a lot of times shot actually in a house, especially with a live studio audience. It's like, yeah, they went inside and they're like, it's weird. It's so much smaller than it looked on TV. And like, where did the audience even sit? It's like,
Yeah. Like the Brady kids, I think they like brought them in and all of them were like, Oh, wow. This is crazy. Because they never saw the inside of that house. They never went to that house. Some fucking crew person, a location scout, found that on a street in Pasadena, paid the family probably like $200 to get exterior shots. And then they never talked to them again.
Yeah. It was weird because even though the kids, the Brady kids, even though now they're, but now their excuse is now we know that half of them had problems with like rampant drug use. So their brains are eaten from that. And now they're like approaching like the age of being senile. So it was funny. So they have so many excuses, but it was funny to watch them walk in. And now I'm remembering that watching the show. I was like, oh, this will be entertaining. Again, it's like, it's the Bradys. It's our childhood fam. And so, but yeah, when they walked in, they're like, wow, this is not at all what it looked like on the soundstage. And this is not the people producing the show. This was like Greg Brady was just like, this is so weird. Yeah, there's not even, and you're like, you were there when you were shooting, right?
You were actor. Also, I love, and this is a weird thing, like to say like the Brady Bunch. Oh yeah, we grew up with them. We did not. That show was off the air 10 years. More 12 years before I was born,
yeah.
It was off the air. They were all recovering from their severe drug addictions by the time I was even born. They'd fucking lived a whole life, a whole Brady life.
Right. By the time you were born, they were already, they were like just out of rehab. Alice's husband was cheating on her. Mom and dad, Mike and Carol Brady, were planning these crazy vacations.
Well, that was, I mean, I was two. So that was like, that's why they'd kind of turned it around.
Right.
There were, like the Brady family was rebuilding. That's why that episode of Very Brady Christmas comes out in 88 is because show ends in 74. They all go through some crazy shit. But then by 88, they're kind of on the up and up.
And they're like, look, we saved. That's what happens. I got to tell you, I'm saving a lot of money here in St. Louis because I am not going out and drinking or doing pretty much. I'm not drinking at home. I'm not really doing anything. So I have all kinds of extra money and I'm going to keep saving money by banking my own candy canes for my ghost, Christmas ghost. But that's what happens. They quit doing drugs and all of a sudden they have all this extra money. And so that's, I mean, I'm glad you stopped watching the movie because it was going to go downhill. Because it's like, oh, we have all this extra money. We're not spending it on coke. Let's go to Japan and Greece and hire our servant back. It's like, you can't afford that labor. You cannot afford that labor. You cannot afford these trips. You need to save your money.
I just am excited for what happened after the episode when the whole family got together and then it all fell apart and then everyone went back into their drug addictions. That's what happened after that episode aired.
It ends. I would love if it ends where they all end up in some Grecian jail because someone got caught with, yes, a little bit of cocaine on them.
Yes.
They're just in jail getting whipped and like raped by fucking feral dogs and they're just bloody and they're
like, whoa. I don't know what you know about Greek jails that I don't know, but Jesus Christ. Again, Wendy's parents were police officers, so she has an inside scoop into international law and international policing. Everyone knows if you work in a police department in Greece, you are actually a feral dog and not at all a person, and you rape people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Greece has such a low crime rate.
Exactly. And the dogs are more effective at raping and doing all that bad guy stuff because, unlike humans, which we discussed earlier, we get hungry and need to do a nap. Dogs can fucking go for days without food. So they're ready to just rape a prisoner at a moment's notice. You know what I mean?
And then eat them.
Right. They chew up.
Season that rump roast.
Hello.
Hello.
But yes, I don't have COVID, so we gotta go. So let's, when we go.
Oh yeah, Wendy doesn't have COVID, guys. I guess we should make that announcement, maybe.
Yeah.
Haven't seen her in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't have COVID. See, it was great. I went and I got my test results back like 2 days earlier than they said they were gonna be. I got a little email. I woke up and it was like, your test results came back in, and I was like, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
But wait, what about the antibody test?
I'm getting that this week. I don't have that. I didn't get that.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know what I actually was thinking about doing is finding a place where you can donate blood and then they also will check there. So you can do like a good thing and then also get an antibody test.
I was trying to figure out what Wendy was doing because she rolled her sleeve up as if she was about to give blood right now. Before she said it, she just started rolling her sleeve up and I was like, thinking about getting a tattoo? Where's she going with this? Yeah. Like COVID negative, just fucking on your arm. In case anybody asks.
Yeah, I'm just going to get let's fuck right on my forearm.
It's like that COVID has nothing. And you're like, shut up. What about your STD panel? Don't fuck it. COVID negative.
Yeah.
It's right here tattooed on my arm. That's all you need.
Yeah, it was nice. I did a drive through and the guy that picked me up, I've had him like 3 times. He lives a block away from me. And so he'll just be hanging out at home and he gets a call, like a bing for a ride or whatever, and like comes over. So it was really nice because I saw him and to get in and I was like, hey, Dorian. And he's like, hey, Wendy. And so it was really great. And I walked, I said, I just want you to know, I said, I'm getting a COVID test because I was in New York and I'm like, I think it's probably just a head cold, but I just want to be sure. And so that's where he's like, whatever, I trust you. It's fine. And so we went drive through. It was really fun. He was like, this feels like I'm taking my kid to the doctor. The woman was just like, what the fuck is this lady doing? It's like, I'm having my personal driver.
Yeah, that's what's like so, because you weren't in the front seat, so it's just like he stops at the front and you're like, no, pull up. She's like, what's happening? This is strange.
Yeah, so I'm glad it was someone that I knew, because I then, and you put the thing all the way up and it was stung, and they just give you instructions and they run a little timer. And it was very fun and easy. And I gave him a $40 cash tip. I said, thank you. On the off chance that I do have it.
Here's $40. Hope that pays for your medical bills.
Right. On the off chance. And I'm like, and you have my phone number? So please let me know if this is a false negative. Because that's the thing. It's people. I'm just like, whatever. Just get it. It says negative. It's fine. Great. But the antibody test I do want to go get. And I know my friend in New York did it where she went to go donate blood, and
we should do that. I'm sure they've got it somewhere. Yeah,
where we just, and so that way we can do something nice, donate blood, and also they check your shit. So that's the way to do it.
And that's how we find out we're HIV positive. Well, you do have COVID antibodies, so congratulations. However, you have full blown AIDS apparently. Right. You are not HIV positive. It doesn't even look like you ever were. It just skips straight to AIDS.
Right. So the good news is you have the antibodies. Bad news, not a white blood cell in sight. There's not a T cell in sight.
I don't know how you're standing right now, actually. You should be dead.
Yeah, we can go do blood work and go buy a Krampus guy.
What a fucking day. You guys, it's really fun being in your 30s. What are you gonna do? Oh, you know, like go start drinking at like noon and just like kind of hang out. No, actually, way cooler. We're gonna go give blood and then spend all the money we're not spending on booze on Christmas decorations.
Fuck yes. But not regular Christmas decorations, like cool Christmas decorations.
Spooky ones. Oh, I have a Louis hair in my eye. I have a Louis hair in my water.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's great. It's really great.
That's probably good for, is that good for allergies? Like, is that the homeopathy thing where like you won't be allergic to it if you take the thing into your body?
Oh.
And you know what you should do? This is the thing to do. Don't, for sure, don't get
poking my eye. I should keep poking my
for
eye.
For sure, don't get a mirror. For sure, just kind of blindly like stab at your eyeball.
Well, no, it's good. I'm crying now. So I'm sure it'll flush itself out.
Yeah. It's a fun thing to do. I did that with mascara. I was putting mascara on the other day and like didn't do it in an up close mirror. I did it from a far away mirror. Like, and I just like, oh, I can just kind of throw this on. Depth perception.
Nope.
Way off. I just like stabbed myself in my cornea. And I was like, okay, maybe we'll take a break. Do a little break here.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I put mascara on. That's what's fun about the end of the world, you guys. You don't remember when the last time you put makeup on was. It's great.
Yeah, I like to do it just because, you know, I'm really leaning into, now that I'm here and no TV and it's not New York, and I'm like, again, I know a lot of people, they quit drinking and they quit doing drug activities and their life becomes more calm. I just get where I'm like, I've had a beer in my fridge and every day I'm like, maybe I'll have this beer today. And I'm like, I don't want it. I want to dress up and dance around. So I'm just like hardcore, like I'm just like very much my 8-year-old self where I'm like, I can just dress up and dance around in my mirror.
To be fair, the beer in your fridge is a Nelly flavored Budweiser. So, I mean, it's not the most tempting beer. Yeah,
it's a, I want to save it for New Year's Eve. I was going to drink it on Thanksgiving, and I'm like, let me wait. I want to wait until I'm like around friends, and I want to really have a, like a celebratory night with this.
This just a celebrate. You're going to open that, have one sip, and go, oh, no, thank you.
Oh, no, no, no.
This is not
when
good.
I open it, I will be in a room with you, possibly Preston. If it's the three of us, I don't know what's happening. I think I might just save it for New Year's. Let it age. You know, a nice age, Nelly. And we can get, we'll get champagne flutes, and we'll enjoy the beer the way it's meant to be enjoyed. You know what I mean?
True. Just a small, just a snifter. We'll just have a snifter of Nelly flavored Budweiser.
Right. And we can take turns, because I think it's nice to do, like, for New Year's Eve. I know people are like, let's get drunk and let's make out. I think it's good to, like, reminisce on, like, what you're grateful for and, like, things like that for the next year. And so we can take turns passing around the Nelly beer and reading it, because it's got writing on it like the Dr. Bronner soap. It's like a full, it's almost like a mini Nelly bio.
Nelly's manifesto, just fucking like, Jesus Christ.
It says, I'm from St. Louis and I'm proud on the other side. And it says country and then grammar on the other side. It's fucking, there's a lot.
Okay.
There's a lot going on.
Does it not say I'm from the Lou and I'm proud?
Oh yeah, I'm from the Lou. You're right.
Okay. Thank God.
Yeah, I apologize.
Because I was going to be like, what?
That's right.
That's not the Nelly I know. The Nelly I know is from the Lou. Thank you.
The Nelly I know uses Band-Aids when he does not need them.
Oh my God, remember that?
Yeah. On his cheek. I actually almost put a Band-Aid on this scratch on my fucking bridge of my nose when I was pretending.
That would have been dumb because you need it.
I know.
So that would have been stupid of you to do because you actually need the Band-Aid on your face. What are you, a fucking nerd?
Right. A big old scratch when I was fake sleeping to try to get my cat to trick him into being like, no, you don't want to play and eat. You want to do a nap with your mom. Like, just trying to do the trick where you're like, no, we're tired. We're not awake at 5:30. We're not doing... And he just looms over me.
In the evening.
Right. He just looms over me. And I put the blanket over my head because he was whacking me. And he bopped me on the head with the blanket on. And then he pulled the covers off of my head and went, whack. And then...
Okay, this cat does not like you.
Yeah.
Or me or anyone. This cat exclusively views humans as like, you give me treats and you play with me when I want you to. And otherwise, fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want something, you work for me. You work for me.
Yeah.
You don't. I will fire you just like Marsha Brady's husband. I swear to God. If you don't get your shit together.
You're going
to
be out on the street with a cardboard box full of nothing but cat toys and Nelly beers. So get ready.
Oh, no. He's keeping the cat toys. You do not get. Those are company owned. That's company property. Oh, I am sweating.
Why? You're just fired up from all the trash in your yard?
I'm just so fired up. No, the fucking heat's on too high.
Oh, turn it down.
I can't right now. We're working. So I just have to sweat.
I know. I've been, because I'm in the attic. And so I snuck into the attic of a building, which is where I live. And so I need to keep quiet. I got to speak easy up here. But also, it gets so hot so quickly. But then it like cools off. So I time it where I crank the heat. And it's like blistering hot in here. And then I shut it off for 3 or 4 hours, crack a window, and then it gets
frigid. This seems like not the way to do it. It seems like you just leave it at like 68 all the time.
Well, that
not crank it up to 85 for 20 minutes and then like open all the windows.
I mean, I kind of like it because it's fun because I can be like, God, it is so warm. I feel so hot. And then I'm like, open the window and I'm like, hell yeah, I appreciate this 28 degree breeze blowing in my window.
Oh, so it's like a fun game.
Yes.
Cool. Got it. Now I understand.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
It's like the thing of like where you do like get in the sauna, get in the ice bath. I'm just doing that, but with air.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is.
Because what is air is just water really far apart from each other. Air is just water that's not touching.
Bumper sticker, please, guys. There's somebody. Air is just far apart water, okay?
Yeah.
And water's just super close together air. So, like, I don't even want to hear it.
Right. And you know what? Yeah. Not only do we not want to hear it, but you know what? Don't even get us started on ice. Don't even fucking try.
We know science. Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
We do not have time to even get into ice. That's like a whole other podcast. You know what I mean? Not even a whole other episode.
Stay tuned. In January, we'll be releasing our brand new podcast, Ice. It's going to be a 437-part series. It will be limited. But, I mean, there's just so much to go into with Ice.
I know. I mean, I like to, it will, as you've seen, I like to really take my time with Ice. You know, when I moved in, I bought ice cube trays and I put them in the freezer empty. I really.
You can't just jump into Ice. No. Well, literally and figuratively.
Uh-huh.
See, that's just a sneak peek. That was just a sneak peek at some of the fun facts you're going to learn about Ice in January.
Right. You can let it melt in your mouth or your hand. Uh-huh.
No.
Just like, so, okay, maybe it's only like, maybe it's very limited. Maybe it's a 2-episode series.
Maybe it's so limited, it'll never come out. Maybe that. Maybe that's more the way to take this Ice podcast. It's so limited and exclusive, it will never be released. Right. Or recorded. Or spoken of after this.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Get it out. Let it out.
I muted my mic, but I coughed.
We're getting really good at this. I didn't even see that you muted that mic. That was so smooth.
Well, that's because I want you to then acknowledge my cough so that we have to keep it in the episode.
That transition was almost as smooth as Ice turning into air, episode 3.
I like that in this, Ice just skips the water stage. Ice just goes straight from ice to air.
Yeah. Well, the way I'm running this heater in my apartment, that's kind of what happens. You'll have a glass of water. I'm like, I'm going to get this glass of delicious ice water. And then 10 minutes later, you're like, the glass is empty and this apartment feels like on fire. It is 100 degrees inside of here.
I forgot to turn my heat off after 15 seconds because I turn it up so high.
It is kind of nice. But yeah, instead I'm trying to just balance and transition. We're like, because I like a window open. I don't like windows closed. In a car, in a house, I like fresh air.
I do too, but when it's 25 degrees outside, like maybe, unless I'm smoking. That's when I lived in Boston and I smoked in my apartment. I always had my window open, but I also didn't have to pay for my heating. So it worked out. I just always had my heat on, but then also always had my window open. I was like, I'm not fucking paying for it. Fuck the environment. This ain't coming out of my pocket.
Yeah. Well, I did that in New York. You've been in my apartment when at Christmas time. Yeah. It was like fucking cold outside. And we're like, we could walk for 5 minutes and go smoke on the street. But fuck that. We don't pay for this heat. And we're going to smoke in this tiny apartment with a litter box and a window that only opens a teensy tiny bit. As a teensy tiny bit of a window open. And just.
It's enough. It's fine.
Right. And just stand right by the window and like. Where you blow the smoke out the window, you're like, probably no one can tell. And I remember the times where I would be like, because you're so used to it. And then I would like go someplace, like on a trip, and I would get there and open my suitcase and I'd be like, oh, my whole apartment smells like a fucking ashtray.
That's the best when you don't smoke for a while, or just like a sweater, like something you wore out and everybody was smoking, or when you go into somebody's house. When you go into someone's house that smokes in their house regularly and you do not do that, especially if you aren't a smoker. We are smokers, and it's jarring. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. It's like when high school kids, when you're a kid and you're like sneaking cigarettes and you're smoking and you go home. Like, I reeked of cigarettes. How did my mom not scream at me like every time I showed up at home? It's so smell. Like, I would smoke a cigarette like at the park down the street with my friend and then walk the 2 blocks back home. I for sure smelled like cigarettes. Yeah. And I wasn't fucking, I think I'd like maybe pop a mint, but I wasn't like spraying Febreze or anything on my body.
Right. Dude,
that's how Febreze works, by the way, or you put it on your body.
Right. Oh, I've done that before. I put it in my hair before because I was like in my apartment in New York where I would be like, I'd smoke in there. And then I would also be like, oh, I'm going to cook a healthy meal. And the closet was across, it was in the kitchen, right across from the stove.
So, of course, you'd Febreze your hair right before you turned on the gas.
Right. It was like, look, let's see if we can get this all over with in one shot. But I can remember when I started smoking, this was years ago, and I would drive like for Thanksgiving because I had to drive between like 3 different family members' houses. And it was just like an all day event. is everyone's divorced and someone's mad at someone. And it's like, great, half of my family's not talking to each other. So I used to like eat fast food in between and get there, and people would just be in a fight about something. So it was just never fun. So you'd go and people would just, there's like, there's food if you want it, but we're mad about it. I'm like, okay, well, I guess. So Thanksgiving for me is not, it's not like joyful memories, but I can remember chain smoking in my car. Like on the freeway, because they lived in San Diego, so you're just on the 405, just stuck in traffic, chain smoking the whole way. And when I was like 15 minutes from the destination, I'd be like, I'm going to have one less cigarette. And I would just like throw it out. And for the last 15 minutes of the ride, roll down all the windows and put like one spray of perfume. And I'm like, probably nobody can tell.
Yeah. Not wash your hands. No. Where your hands just smell like shit.
Yeah. And just to be like, no, I didn't smoke. And it's like, people just, I think of how embarrassing, everyone was just like, this fucking asshole.
The smell of cigarettes, especially if you're a non-smoker, is so strong. The fact that anyone, like, there'll be times if I'm not smoking and like Preston goes out for a cigarette, or this has happened with you, like I'll see you and you've just had a cigarette and the smell, I'm like, holy shit. I can't believe I do that. Mm-hmm. Like there have been times when Preston's coming, I'm like when he's gone out drinking with friends or whatever, you know, in the before times when you could do that. Whenever inside and it wasn't a big deal, and like smoking and drinking, and he'd get in bed, I'd be like, you need to go wash your fucking hands. Mm-hmm. And like mouthwash, like I can't sleep, it's so bad.
Yeah it's a gross. I had, who was it, somebody that was, it was a comic, I'm forgetting who this person was, it was a comic, and he had quit smoking, but his girlfriend, like she also quit smoking. And he was like, we were out, and he's like, you know what? Give me a cigarette after a show. And I was like, sure. So we had a cigarette, and we walked to the train. We get on the train, and he opens up his backpack. I cannot remember for the life of me who the fuck this is. But he opens up his backpack, and I remember he had a jar of peanut butter, and he put his hands in the peanut butter. I swear to God, this is real, and it's one of the weirdest things
this would work.
I've ever seen.
This would totally work.
He put his hands into a jar of peanut butter and then wiped it off with like wet wipes. And I remember when he did it, I thought he was gonna have a treat. You know, again, it's like maybe he's going to rape murder someone and he needs a high calorie snack.
You're also like, this man is mentally unwell. Right. If he was going to rape and murder, it would have made sense. But if he wasn't, it's like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Right. And also, I gotta say, as someone who made a habit of always carrying celery around with them, when he pulled out peanut butter, my first thought was like, fuck yes, I have the other matching part to this.
I have the other thing. Right. I have the other puzzle piece.
And so I remember I thought we were going to do snack time, and he dunks his hands in there and he wipes them off. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I was just like, this is the most, he's about to shoot everyone in this train car.
Yeah. He's just wiping his face with peanut butter. Like, okay, great.
This seems crazy. And he was like, well, no, this is like the only thing that like knocks out the smell of cigarettes, so my girlfriend doesn't get mad at me. Like this, he's like doing this and wiping it off. Like you cannot smell the cigarette smell. And I'm just like,
that's true. But you know what also would have worked? If he washed his hands a couple of times. And I think this right here is why we are in the middle of a pandemic. Because somebody who wanted to lie to their life partner about doing a bad, bad thing, instead of going, I'm just going to dip into this bar really quick and wash my hands a few times, bought a jar of peanut butter, which he dipped his fucking disgusting hands in and then wiped them off with wet wipes, and then probably took that jar of peanut butter home, was like, babe, I got the peanut butter you asked for. And now we're in a pandemic. It's a brand new day with the pussy fart again. With the pussy fart.